accountable.
Democrats want to release a rebuttal memo after Republicans release a four-page memo on the FBI's role in the Russia investigation. House Speaker Paul Ryan on Fox saying this is about an abuse of power in our political system.
And this is about Congress doing its job and conducting oversight over the executive branch, which in this particular case has been given great power over us as citizens. We need to make sure that that power is used correctly.
That Democratic rebuttal could be out by the end of the week in Colorado Springs.
Deputy Micah Flick was shot in the line of duty and has died.
A deputy and car thief suspect are dead after a shooting in El Paso County, the sheriff saying at a press conference.
There is no continuing threat to the community. There are no other suspects.
Four others also shot. This is USA Radio News.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-768-0158. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-768-0158. 800-768-0158.
The president in Ohio yesterday going after Democrats, accusing them of treasonous behavior during the State of the Union, focusing on members of Congress that refused to applaud during his speech.
They would rather see Trump do badly, okay, then our country do well. That's what it means. It's very selfish. It got to a point where I really didn't even want to look too much during the speech over to that side because, honestly, it was bad energy.
He went after Nancy Pelosi of California and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York. Fiat Chrysler's Ram Trucks ad featuring a speech by Martin Luther King Jr., drawing criticism after airing during the Super Bowl. Samantha Williams visited the MLK historic site in Atlanta, says that portion of the speech shouldn't have been used in a truck commercial.
In the severity of the speech, it shouldn't have been used actually for trucks. It should have been used for something more, in, you know, more important. The things that's going on in America now, I feel like it could have been used for a greater purpose.
The ad time for the 50th anniversary of the speech showing people in various acts of service using those trucks. This is USA Radio News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
Protests continue in Iran, led by Iranian women protesting the forced hijab laws. Reports surfacing for years about their morality police, the force that's been observed beating women in public who aren't dressed properly. The Iranian government simultaneously issuing a poll that 49% of women favor overturning the mandatory head covering law. The death of an NFL player prompts President Trump to tweet about immigration and border security. Get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
President Trump reiterating his call for a crackdown on illegal immigration after police reveal the man accused of killing Indianapolis Colts linebacker Edwin Jackson in a suspected drunk driving accident early Sunday is an illegal immigrant who's been deported twice before. Trump tweeting on Tuesday morning, quote, "This is just one of many such preventable tragedies." He adds, "We must get the Dems to get tough on the border and with illegal immigration fast." Jackson was killed on Sunday when police say that Guatemalan man driving an F-150 pickup truck struck him and another man as they were standing in the shoulder of a highway in Indianapolis, killing them both. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you should let your hot tea cool down before you enjoy it. Otherwise, you could increase your risk of esophageal cancer. That's according to a new study that says drinking hot or burning hot tea was associated with a 2- to 5-fold increase in esophageal cancer, but only in people that also smoked or drank alcohol. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News, online at usaradio.com.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgans, your host for this afternoon. It is Tuesday, February 6th, and it's at 3:04 in the afternoon, and we'll be live until 4 o'clock this afternoon. As a quickie introduction, and we'll get to know you a little bit better as we go along here, Peggy, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here, and you have an interesting business endeavor, and you've had some great experience, and that's why I really wanted to have you come in to be on the program. So thank you for coming today.
Thank you, Peggy.
Peggy is a psychologist. She's a clinical and forensic psychologist, but she also has had a passion for combining that business with another, which is kind of unusual, I would say. She combined it with a jewelry business called Peggy's Midnight Creations. So we're going to be talking about how different business endeavors can be connected, and how she was driven to pursue a passion for wanting to help people, which she's been doing all along, and this really extends that passion. So after word from one of our sponsors and the weather, I'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.